One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Claudia and Paul up in Paul's studio.
Paul, you've simply got to help me straighten this out with Joan. She's lied to me.
What about?
I don't know. But if there is a young man, why doesn't she come out and tell me? I'm just wild.
Claude, maybe you're putting yourself in Joan's place. You're imagining what you might be doing.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Bactine, as a disinfectant deodorant. Yes, use B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, the newest, most modern disinfectant deodorant on the market today. Bactine is wonderful in the sick room. Use it to disinfect thermometers and other sick room utensils. Use Bactine as an antiseptic cleanser on surface areas, or use it to disinfect and cleanse your hands before and after attending the sick. Bactine has prolonged germ-killing action. It is surface active, which means it penetrates, gets down into the smallest cracks and crevices to disinfect more completely and for a longer time. You like Bactine better because it has a pleasant, clean-smelling, fresh odor, and it is clear and stainless. And Bactine deodorizes as it disinfects. Yes, it makes unpleasant odors vanish. Use it in the nursery with confidence to keep all of baby's things pure and fresh-smelling. Use Bactine in the bathroom and in the kitchen. Remember, it acts as a germ killer and as a deodorant at one and the same time. Bactine is the modern answer to the modern housewife's need. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle at any drugstore and try it. We know you'll be delighted with Bactine. And the descriptive folder in the package will give you many, many other ways to use Bactine. Be sure you ask for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Chapter 21, Book 85. Claudia Barber Roberts Lacey is attractive, wealthy, and worried. Her daughter Joan, a student at the university in Berkeley across the bay from San Francisco, has recently left her sorority and moved to an apartment by herself. Claudia had a choice of giving her approval to this or of forbidding it and having Joan go ahead anyway, for Joan is quite independent, financially and by nature. But is Claudia's concern justified? That's what she doesn't know, and that's why she's come to see her brother Paul in his studio at the top of the family home.
Well, here I am again, Paul, the worried mother seeking counsel.
Well, sit down, worried mother.
I know you think I'm being silly, but you'd be worried too if you were in my place.
Well, suppose you sit down. Or do you think better when you pace?
Am I making you nervous?
No, go ahead and pace if it helps.
No, I'll try to relax. Maybe I'll make more sense. There. Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
Paul, I've got to have somebody's help about Joan. She's lied to me.
About what?
About that night you were to go over to have dinner with her in her apartment. She told me she canceled the engagement with you because she'd forgotten about a date with Patricia Glennon.
Yeah?
Well, she didn't go to the Glennons for dinner. She cooked dinner for someone in her apartment. I found it out by accident from Hazel. You see, Hank saw Joan the next morning and...
Excuse me, I don't see why this should be so upsetting to you. What are you getting at? That her dinner guest was a young man, maybe?
I don't know, Paul. That's the whole trouble. If Joan would only be truthful about this whole situation, it'd be different. But what am I to think when she says one thing and does another? If there is some young man she likes, I certainly would be happy about it. But why doesn't she tell me? Can't you see how I would wonder what's going on over there?
Why don't you come right out and tell her you're worried and talk it out?
Well, if she gets the idea I'm checking on her or have any doubts about her, she's just apt to do something foolish out of sheer rebellion. Besides, the one time I did check on her, I found she was telling the truth.
Makes it awkward, doesn't it?
Paul, do you think this is all my imagination?
Well, imagination can play tricks on us, all right.
Well, if that's what it is, I've got to stop it because it's getting me down. Not only that, it's getting out of hand. One thing piles up on another. And the terrible part is you get to believe all these wild imaginings. The other night, for example, I called Joan on the telephone, and I could have sworn I heard a man's voice in her apartment. I asked her if she was alone, and she said yes. But how can I be sure? If she lied to me once, she might be doing it again.
A lot of times a person can build up a perfectly logical case in his mind which has no actual basis in fact. A good example of that was Othello, remember?
Yes. If it turns out there's nothing to all this, I'm going to appear pretty ridiculous in her eyes. She might not have any respect left for me. I can just see her looking me right in the eye and saying, I don't think much of a mother who doesn't trust her daughter. What would I say to that?
Do you trust her?
That's what's so terrifying to me, Paul. I'm not sure. I want to, of course. But I can't honestly say that I do. Not completely. Now, why is that?
Maybe you don't trust yourself.
What?
Sound ominous?
No, I just don't know what you mean. I don't trust myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're joking, aren't you?
Not entirely.
Then what are you getting at?
Don't you think it's possible you're putting yourself in Joan's place, maybe even envying her a little?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about this. When your imagination starts running away with you and you picture Joan carrying on, shall we say, over there in that apartment, could it be you you're worrying about? If you were in Joan's shoes, what would you be doing? Have you thought about that?
Of course not. It never entered my head.
But it might be in your unconscious mind. Don't look so shocked. It wouldn't be so awful or so unusual.
I still don't get the point.
Okay, forget it.
No, go on. I want to hear this. You mean all these things I'm thinking about Joan are the things I would be doing if I were in her place?
Oh, maybe not doing, but you might be tempted. And the idea is upsetting to you.
Why, Paul, that makes me out a perfectly dreadful person.
No, it doesn't.
Well, then do you think I should just forget this whole thing? Accept it as fact that everything's all right and not say a word to Joan?
No, if you're worried, why not find out if your worries are justified? If they're not, you can forget it. If they are, maybe you can do something about it.
Suppose Joan won't come over and talk to me about it.
Oh, you want me to see what I can do?
Oh, please, would you? I'm sure she'll talk to you.
Oh, wait, no, I'm not going to get involved. I meant I'd see what I could do about getting her to talk to you.
Oh.
How's that strike you?
Well, that'll be fine. Just say that I'd like to have a nice talk with her. Don't make her feel that I'm... Well, you know.
I'll try to be very diplomatic.
You'll be able to fix it. I have no doubt about that. Oh, goodness, it's almost dinner time. I've got to get home. I'm sorry I pounced on you the minute you got here. You probably wanted to take a shower before you ate.
No, no, I often eat dirty.
Well, anyway, I feel better. I always do after I talk to you somehow. Thanks a lot, Paul.
I'll let you know how I make out.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope.
My phone ringing.
Got here just in time, apparently, Joan.
I don't know whether to answer it or not.
Better. It might be important.
Okay. Oh, sit down, Jim. Hello? Oh, hi, Uncle Paul. I just this minute walked in the door. Oh, just fine. Wonderful, in fact. I met Jim Beach on the campus, and he walked home with me. Uh-huh. He's sitting right here. Well, I thought I'd never see him again either, but I just happened to run into him. Oh? What did she want? Well, I thought that was the best way to keep her from worrying. Okay. Sure. Yeah, I see what you mean, Uncle Paul. I will. I'll drive over and see you tomorrow. All right. Bye. Whew. Oh, sorry, Jim. A little family difficulty.
Oh?
It seems my mother is worried about me.
Yeah, mothers have a way of doing that.
Remember the night you were here for dinner?
You don't think I've forgotten it, do you?
Well, I wasn't so sure. You haven't made any effort to see me since then. I was afraid my cooking might have poisoned you or something. That was about my first attempt at making a meal.
Oh, it was wonderful. Didn't you get my note?
Yes, but it was a bit cryptic. I didn't know quite what to make of it.
Why?
Well, I wasn't sure whether you were trying to give me a gentle brush off or what.
No, no, I wasn't trying to do that.
I'm glad.
Haven't you done things to your apartment since I was here?
Oh, I think I've added this rug. I still have a lot of things to get.
Was that desk here? I don't remember it.
Well, yes, I had that. You haven't a very good memory.
Oh, I have a very good memory for some things, but after all, that was the first and only time I've been here. It's really a lovely old desk.
Mm-hmm.
You started to tell me something about your mother, that she was worried.
Oh, I'm going to see her tomorrow and straighten everything out.
Was she worried because I was here for dinner the other night, is it?
Well, she doesn't know it. Or at least I didn't think she knew. I lied to her about it. Now she's apparently found it out.
Well, why did you lie?
Oh, I just thought it was avoid complications. But I'll fix it when I see her tomorrow. I'm going to tell her all about you. What little I know.
Well, do you think she'll believe you?
What do you mean?
Well, I think if you tell her the truth of how I happened to be here for dinner, she'll think it's a bit strange.
Didn't seem that way to me.
Well, let's say it was unconventional, then.
That's the way I liked it.
You're really a very forthright kid, aren't you?
Do I seem like such a kid?
No, not really. Didn't you tell me you were 19?
Yes.
You're quite grown up, in a way. When I first saw you that day across from me in the library, I thought you must be at least a junior. I'm afraid I stared at you.
I walked awfully slow after we left the library, so you'd be sure to catch up with me.
You disarm me. You're so frank.
I suppose it's silly of me to be so obvious. But when I like somebody, I just can't help showing it. That isn't the way to be intriguing, I guess.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I don't think I could have intrigued you very much. When you left here after my wonderful dinner, I didn't think it would be all this time before I saw you again.
I know. I've been working awfully hard. Engineering's tough, you know.
Since I've been so foolish to tell you all I have so far, I might as well go and say that I was lying in wait for you on the campus this afternoon.
Huh?
You don't think it was an accident that I happened to be outside your English class when you came out, do you? I saw you go in, and I made it a point to be there when the class let out.
Well, if you mean that as a compliment, I thank you. I might say that I'm very glad you were there.
Oh, thank you. Will you stay and take a chance on another dinner?
I wish I could, but I've got to go.
Oh. Will I see you again without stalking you?
If you don't see me, it won't be because I don't want to be with you. That's the trouble. I do.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. You know, friends, when you have a headache, it's easy to get the soothing, comforting relief you want, and in a hurry, too. Here's all you do. Drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. You get the benefit of one of the world's most effective pain relievers in Alka-Seltzer, and since Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when you take it, it's ready to go to work instantly to bring you really fast relief. So remember, take Alka-Seltzer for headache relief and feel better fast. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Here's the family again.
Well, so long, Joan.
Goodbye. I'm awfully sorry you can't stay.
Oh, don't tempt me. I might weaken, and that wouldn't be good.
Why?
Maybe I'll tell you why one of these days.
Remember, friends, you can help protect your family's health with Bactine. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, the new, the modern household disinfectant deodorant. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine at any drugstore. Use Bactine in the sick room to disinfect thermometers and other sick room utensils. Use Bactine in the nursery to help keep all of baby's things protected from germs. Use Bactine in the kitchen to sanitize and deodorize. The descriptive folder that comes with Bactine will give you many, many other ways to protect your family's health, the new, the modern way. Ask your druggist for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Mother and Daughter Talk It Out, Chapter 22, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.